Yeah, I guess we were through talking about the crude terms for growing up. Are there any funny terms for that?
Vomit. Oh, that's not funny. That's more vomit.
Is that a polite term?
Well, I think it's more of a medical term.
Okay, that's the technical term.
Yeah. I guess that's it.
Okay.
If you had to do that, you would say you were sick where?
Sick to my stomach.
Mm-hmm.
And
pay attention to what I'm doing here. You might say of a talkative neighbor, she had hardly got the news when she came right over.
And told me?
Mm-hmm. If you invite somebody to come and you want to be sure that he comes, you say, now if you don't come, I blank be very disappointed.
I'll be very... Yeah, I'll be disappointed.
All right, uh-huh. And if both of us are going to be glad to see a person, they might say we blank be
I think we'll be looking forward.
All right. You might say to a child, if you do that again, I'm going to have to
spank you.
Would you ever say go and spank or take and spank?
No.
Good. Okay. Because I wouldn't need it. I always like it when people use the same things I do. If a boy was beginning to pay serious attention to a girl, you would say he's doing what?
If you had to do that, you'd say
he's doing what? It's courting? I wouldn't say that, though. That's
what would you say? Is that old-fashioned?
Dating.
Is courting old-fashioned?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You
okay,
might say
anything other than dating?
Talking,
is anything more serious than just dating?
Steady, I guess.
Want to be sure that he comes.
I guess he
would be her
boyfriend.
Anything else?
Alright. And
I've heard it been called Beau, but I think that's out.
Is that old fashioned?
Mm-hmm.
Both of us are going to be glad
and she would be
girlfriend.
If a boy came home with lipstick on his collar, his brother might say, aha, you
might say for child, if you do that again,
kissing.
I'm going to have to.
And if he asked her to marry him and she wouldn't, he would say she did what?
I would like it.
She turned him down.
Alright. And if she stopped letting him come to see her, you would say she did what?
She broke up.
Alright. And if they were engaged and then all of a sudden she...
courting? I would say that. That's what?
Broke
up? Dating.
Alright.
Yeah.
But if they didn't break up or whatever, you'd say they went ahead and got
married.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
They don't use that
for married.
Hitched.
Okay, anything
I
else?
I think it's dating.
Did you ever hear jump to the broomstick?
Yep.
Okay. How about the man who stands up with the groom at the wedding?
He's the best man.
And the woman who stands up with the bride?
Nation of Honor.
Alright, anything else for that?
Yeah.
Okay. Did you ever hear of a very noisy kind of party that they might have on the wedding night before go over a couple's house and shoot off guns and bang on tin cans?
I've heard of it, but I don't know what it's called.
Turn them down. Did you ever hear of a serenade or a chivalry?
No.
Okay,
She broke up.
If you were talking about the location of places, you would say, I'm going, if you were in Orlando, you would say, I'm going blank Atlanta.
I'm going to Atlanta.
Would you say up to or out to?
Up to Atlanta.
Okay, and if you're going to Miami, you'd say, I'm going
down to Miami.
And if you were going to, goodness, my geography is bad, what's east of Orlando? If you're going east, you'd say over.
How about the man stands up?
Would you say over or
wedding
like that? Just, okay.
It's
definitely. Suppose you were talking about a person's house, and this person lived with the Browns.